Howdy, folks. You know, the experts, they've discovered that a gross error is 144 times as bad as just a common mistake. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment, and, you know, I've been getting a lot of enjoyment reading in all the papers about a favorite pastime in England these days, getting Princess Margaret married off. For some people, it's practically a full-time employment, seems like. Personally, I don't think the princess is going to panic. I don't think she's spending all her time thinking about getting married. It's when a girl gets a one-track mind about marriage that she's in trouble. She's a lot better off with some other interests, like learning magic or raising tropical fish or something. Another thing, a girl sometimes sees a young man she doesn't know and he interests her, but there's no way of getting acquainted, you know. Well, nobody's going to think you're forward if you offer them a stick of double mint. They'll just think you're nice. Everybody enjoys sinking their teeth into that smooth goodness and chewing away for just as long as they want. There's nothing rich or heavy or filling, you know. It's just a wholesome, long-lasting enjoyment and satisfaction. And handing out a stick of double mint is an awful nice way of being friendly. And mighty inexpensive, too. But here I am talking when Paula Richards is getting more and more fidgety here about singing, all right?
Angry, please don't be angry, 'cause I was only teasing you. Now I wouldn't even let you think of leaving. Don't you know I love you true? Just because I took a look at somebody else, that's no reason you should put poor me on the shelf. Angry, please don't be angry, 'cause I was only teasing you. Don't be angry, 'cause I was only teasing you. I'm only teasing. Please don't be angry with me.
Well, that is mighty pleasant listening. You know, another pleasant thing is these days is thumbing through the dictionary to see what the lexicographers are up to. A lot of these words they got there sure surprise a fellow. Like when I came across the word campanology, I felt sure it meant the art of camping out. But I was wrong. Campanology means bell ringing. So I looked up bell ringing. I figured it must mean camping out. But I was fooled again. Seems that bell ringing in the dictionary means the ringing of a bell, which makes a nice twist, I think. I came across another word, hippocampus. It means kinds of small fish, like. I always thought hippocampus meant a campus that was hippie, maybe a girl's school or something like that. Which shows you how much I know about small fish. A kind of an odd word is caliphate. which means a warming or a state of being warmed. In other words, you could say to somebody, say, well, this past summer was right smart caliofaciatory, wasn't it? About the most interesting word I ran across, though, is homologate. Are you the kind of person who homologates, you think? Well, all it means is to approve or to agree. For example, if the Halloran Quartet tells me I'm a good singer, naturally I have to homologate. About the only words you can be sure of are the ones that tells you that chewing double mint gum gives you a lot of satisfaction. Of course, you already know that. But did you know that chewing double mint is a real help on the job? It can't possibly interfere with busy hands, and somehow things go easier and faster while you chew away there steady and refreshed. So you keep some handy while you work, will you? Delicious, refreshing, double mint chewing gum. Something else that's kind of refreshing here is the Jack Halloran Quartet. They're about to sing a fine old spiritual, Roll Jordan Roll.
Roll, Jordan, roll.
Roll, Jordan,
roll. Jordan, roll. I want to go to heaven when I die. To hear old Jordan roll.
Oh, Jordan,
roll. Jordan, roll.
Oh, Jordan, roll.
Roll, Jordan, roll. I want to go to heaven when I die. To hear old Jordan roll.
Oh,
brother, you ought to have been there. Yes, my Lord, a-sittin' in the kingdom to hear old Jordan roll.
Oh, Jordan,
roll, Jordan, roll.
Oh, Jordan,
roll, Jordan, roll. I want to go to heaven when I die to hear old Jordan roll.
Oh, Jordan,
roll, Jordan, roll.
Oh, Jordan,
roll, Jordan, roll. I want to go to heaven when I die to hear old Jordan roll.
Oh, sister, you ought to have been there.
Yes, my Lord.
A-sittin' in the kingdom
to hear old Jordan roll.
Oh, Jordan,
roll, Jordan, roll.
Jordan,
roll, Jordan, roll. I want to go to heaven when I die to hear old Jordan roll.
Oh, Jordan,
roll, Jordan, roll.
Oh, Jordan,
roll, Jordan, roll. I want to go to heaven when I die to hear old Jordan roll.
Oh, that's great, yeah. You know, I've been reading the papers again, and the Des Moines Register, they had an interesting item that claims the amount of lipstick used by women every year is enough to paint 40,000 barns. Well, I don't think much of the comparison, but I figure a barn can afford to look plain much better than a woman can. So I say let's just whitewash the barns and apply the paint where it means something, you know. A barn can't pucker up, you know. Another item says you can cook a 3-minute egg in half that time. You just add the glycerin to the water, it says. I guess one of the things that has made us a backward nation is having to wait 3 minutes for a 3-minute egg, you know. Now, by saving that extra 90 seconds, you know, we can accomplish great things, such as more husbands making it from the breakfast table to the bus stop on time, maybe. Of course, it comes real easy to enjoy delicious double mint chewing gum without, you know, planning ahead or making a big thing out of it. You just sink your teeth in and go on about your business and let the cheerful chewing make things bright and happy for you there. You try it and see, huh? Try it right now, because today's Friday, and it's time for the Friday Buttram Bonus. Well, I realize there's been some comment about my singing voice, but I'm going to feel better about the Friday buttram bonus now, after a letter from Mrs. L.B. Estabrook of La Jolla, California. She wrote in, says, "Don't let them crush your spirit. Don't let them get your goat. Your voice, I love to hear it, each pearly, thrilling note."
Well,
it's nice to know good music is appreciated in some quarters. And now, with that praise ringing in my ears, I'll sing. "Ever since I was a little baby, since I sat upon my mother's knee, I have been in doubt. I can't figure out. There's just one thing that always puzzled me. I wonder how I look when I'm asleep. I wonder, how do I look when I'm through counting sheep? Oh, tell me, oh, tell me, oh, tell me the secret. If you tell me, I will keep."
It's driving him to drink.
Yes, sir.
And he hasn't slept a wink
from wondering how I look when I'm asleep. Well, I know how I look when I'm nervous, and I know how I look when I'm sad. And though I've seen my eyes register surprise, there's one view of me I've never had. I wonder how I look when I'm asleep. I wonder, how do I look when I'm through counting sheep, oh tell me, the secret, if you tell me, I will keep.
Tell me about your kid, and the clever thing she did.
Then tell me how I look when I'm asleep.
I wonder how I look when I'm asleep.
Well, that's it for this week, except for being sure you have a good supply of double mint chewing gum in your purse or your pocket. But you want to keep watch now and see to it there's always plenty of delicious double mint gum handy in your home, too. Your nearby double mint dealer can keep you supplied, so you buy some today, huh? Until Monday, when we'll be back, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that when somebody goes around saying nice things behind your back, you've got a real friend there. Goodbye now.